America, the melting pot.
In the story, the Hummel family came from Germany to live in America. They are immigrants. During the 19th and early 20th century, millions of immigrants went to the United States to start a new life. The United States is often called a melting pot and a nation of immigrants, because people from many different countries went there to live and work. Some immigrants went to America to find religious freedom, and others went to find work. Most immigrants were very poor. They believed that America was the land of opportunity, a place where they could improve their lives. The first immigrants came from Great Britain in the late 1600s and 1700s. They lived on the Atlantic coast in one of the 13 British colonies. After the American Revolution, 1775 to 1781, the United States became an independent nation. People started exploring other parts of the big continent. They found a lot of land and natural resources for everyone, and more immigrants came. From 1845 to 1849, there was a potato famine in Ireland. Around 1,100,000 Irish died of hunger, and about 1,500,000 left their country and went to America. They went to live in New York City and Boston. In 1848, gold was discovered in California. Thousands of people from all over the world traveled to California to look for gold, and most of them stayed there. Many immigrants from Asia went to California during this time. After the American Civil War, 1861 to 1865, thousands of immigrants came from Northern and Western Europe, Great Britain, Ireland, France, Germany, Norway, and Sweden. They often went to the Middle West and became farmers. By the 1880s, immigrants from countries in Southern and Eastern Europe started going to America. They came from Italy, Poland, Austria, Hungary, and Russia. They often went to work in industry. Immigrants helped to build the United States, and some of them became rich and famous. Andrew Carnegie was a poor immigrant from Scotland. In 1864, he started working in the steel industry. After many years of hard work, he became the owner of America's biggest steel industry, the Carnegie Steel Company. He was a very rich man and a great philanthropist. He built public libraries across the United States.
America. Immigration today.
From the 1700s to the 1950s, the majority of American immigrants came from Europe. But in the 1950s, things changed. Immigrants started going to America from other parts of the world. It also became more difficult to enter the United States because each immigrant needed special permission, and this was not always easy to get. After World War II, 1945, many immigrants started coming from the Orient, China, Japan, the Philippines, Thailand, Malaysia, India, and the islands of the South Pacific. And many also started arriving from Latin America, and Mexico in particular. In 1975, after the Vietnam War, many Vietnamese immigrants went to the West Coast and settled in California, Oregon, and Washington. They often opened restaurants, grocery stores, and laundries. A big number of Latin American immigrants go to the United States every year. Sometimes this creates a problem because some immigrants are illegal. They do not have permission to go to the United States. Many illegal immigrants come from Mexico because Mexico and the United States have the same border, and it is easy to enter. Statistics from the year 2002 show that there are about 33 million immigrants in the United States. And about 10 million are Mexican immigrants, about one-third of the immigrant population.